a wonderful program for college students. We have copyright deposits that come to the library that haven't been processed, and we have a lot of special collections in our various divisions that have not yet been processed. And we turn the college students loose in these materials to help us inventory and catalog them, and in the process learn more about the collections. And we try to match the students with their academic interest with our collection subjects, and so they get a lot of good experience in the process, and we get a lot of help.
You know, we talk a lot here about recruitment and retention of young blood, new blood into the federal government. This seems like a good way to sort of give these college students a good idea of what federal service, what public service is all about.
It does. It helps them learn a lot about the library's collections, but we also have some supplementary programs during the summer to introduce them to the broader library. We make sure that they're introduced to the managers here and a little bit about our work life. So we see it as a good investment for recruitment in the future ourselves.
So how can people apply, and what do you look for in the folks who do apply?
We have our subject specialists and curators recommend collections that will be worked in during the summer. So there are a lot of projects that have been identified by
right.
them. All of these are on the website. We have a website, loc.gov/hr/JR Fellows, and you'll find there all of the information about how to apply, what the kinds of projects that we are proposing this summer, the areas in which they might work.
And the application, I assume, is on that website as well. We'll get that website in case people are driving. We don't want people to drive off the road trying to write things down. So we'll put it on our website, federalnewsradio.com/dailydebrief. That way people can find it. But the application process is there, and sort of the criteria of what you're looking for and all that kind of stuff?
That's right. It's a March 11th deadline.
Great. So they have a couple weeks.
And there are also stories on the loc.gov website about previous years and the kinds of things these students have discovered in the collections and the kinds of projects they've had.
Give us just a quick, for instance, about some of the sorts of things that they run across in the collection.
Oh, there have been students who found the poster that Edwin Booth submitted for copyright for his theater.
Really?
He was a brother of John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln.
Right.
We found a 1954 home movie of Marilyn Monroe playing golf. That was a lot of fun. We found a lecture by Ann Sullivan titled The Education of Helen Keller.
Wow.
Been submitted for copyright. We've also found a lot of photographs that had just been, you know, part of a much larger collection, but proved to be very important. We found a pair of photographs depicting the last days of the Russian Emperor Nicholas II and members of the Romanov family. We didn't know that those photographs existed.
Wow!
It's been a wonderful forensic exercise,
right,
on the one hand, but it's also with the junior fellows working with the curators begin to put these collections in context with what we do know about. So it adds to the cumulative knowledge for everyone's benefit.
Do these young kids actually understand what they're seeing when they see it?
They do. Well, sometimes the curators help a lot.
Yeah, there you go.
But they're educated enough to suspect that they're on to something important, and the curators work with them very closely. So it has been just great fun for everyone.